epidemiologist, health economist, and a nutrition scientist at Harvard Chan School of Public Health. And he joins the Gene Ursula Show right now, Dr. Eric Ding. Dr. Ding, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Happy to be here. Well, under the circumstances.
Absolutely. Doctor, there has been, if you will, very scant testing to date, though we understand that this virus has been likely spreading for more than a month. Public health officials are right now, they're ramping up testing capacity to the tune of 1,000 tests per day. Question, if they can test 1,000 patients a day, what does that tell you about how many patients they expect to start testing positive soon?
Yeah, 1,000 tests per day is a good start, but it's nothing like what they do in South Korea. But because the key to stopping an epidemic is contact tracing, finding those infected as soon as possible, not 3 or 4 weeks after the fact, like the first few cases, as soon as possible, isolating those they were in contact with. And that is how you stop an epidemic without any vaccine. It can be very successful if you do it soon enough. But in order to do that, you need to test, and find them. Or else we're literally driving in the dark at midnight.
Yesterday, Dr. Ding, our governor of the state, Governor Jay Inslee, he called into the station and said, quote, "We are socializing people to the idea of quarantines. We're considering outlawing large public gatherings. We are considering limiting business activities." What approach should be taken at this point, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think Seattle area and Washington State is potentially on the cusp of being a Wuhan 2.0. And so this is where the difference between us becoming a runaway epidemic and a contained epidemic is social distancing measures that we implement and quarantine that we need to do on the population, whoever's exposed. And I know it's difficult. It is. Some people say it's martial law. It's not. It's public health law. It really protects the rest of the population. So we need to consider that. So, for example, the Emerald City Comic Con that's coming up in a week or two, we need to consider, should we allow that, or should we discourage people from attending? And schools shut down. You know, right now there's school by school district on a case by case basis, but should we do a statewide approach for schools? These are very difficult decisions that need urgent consideration.
I noticed, sir, you said that they need urgent consideration. So I'm going to go back to that. And because you mentioned travel and you mentioned Comic-Con, let me start off with travel. Should they, in your opinion, limit travel out of SeaTac Airport here in Seattle?
I think travel is it's a very difficult thing. Because, you know, businesses and everything require travel. But it's one of those situations where right now we may have to consider a lockdown. But not like not locking everyone in their home per se, but should we limit travel in and out of certain areas that are the most high density areas, hotspots? We should consider something like that. But this is why testing. You need to find the signal from all the noise. You need to find where the hotspots are, or else it's a statewide cordon is not really necessarily the most efficient. Again, when they locked down Wuhan, yes, they blocked a lot of businesses, and which was very hurtful. But they also basically made it somewhat of a petri dish inside too. So we have to consider. We need to find the testing lockdown, like for example, that nursing home or a certain. Other community area that there's like a dozen or two dozen people infected. That's how we need to do this cordon on a local basis with testing.
Dr. Ding, how does our timeline of events here in Seattle in the United States compare? How is it similar or dissimilar to like other comparable situations?
Yeah. Some people have compared, you know, the Washington, Seattle timeline as equivalent to like a late December, early January part of the equivalent epidemic in, say, Wuhan. And we know what happened to Wuhan. It had a runaway thing because they didn't react. They didn't put the lockdown until like the third week of January, which was 3 weeks too late. At the same time, Italy has been responding very slow, but now Italy is now the biggest exporter of the virus to many different countries of the world, to Brazil, to many different other countries, to South Africa, even back to China. Italy has literally lost control. And that's why Italy had, because they lost even more control, they don't even have a local school-wide shutdown. They have a national, countrywide shutdown of all schools. Mm-hmm. We are at the cusp of that. We need to literally consider these harsh measures before this becomes a 50-state epidemic.
That is the voice of Dr. Eric Ding. He's an epidemiologist at Harvard Chan School of Public Health. You can follow him on Twitter, at Dr. Eric Ding. That's D-I-N-G. Personal opinion for you, sir. If you had a family vacation and you were going to be traveling to the state of Washington, would you still do it right now?
Right now, I would highly reconsider it, but it depends where am I staying. Am I going to a hotel event or am I going to my personal family's house directly and not going to too many other social events? I think that is a very different kind of scenario. If I'm going straight to grandma's house and just visiting her in a cabin out in eastern Washington, I think that's okay. But, you know, would I attend the Emerald City Comic Con? No, I would not. And so those are very different exposures, right? At the same time, traveling out of Washington, you know, the amount of hotspots outside Washington is limited. At the same time, you know, the U.S. has had limited testing up until last Friday. And we suddenly resumed testing on last Friday, and all of a sudden, all these cases were discovered over the weekend, right? As well as discovered retroactively. So at the same time, I think there's probably pockets of epidemics already popping up in other parts of the country. We just haven't found them yet. We're just starting to find them, such as in New York City. So in the same time, I think it's almost going to be everywhere soon. So this is a very tricky time. Limiting travel could be very helpful, but if you're just going to grandma's house in a cabin in the woods, I think that is probably fine.
Dr. Eric Ding, thank you so much for taking the time to join our show. Really appreciate you coming on and taking the time.